workshop spark your inspiration. You won't believe how professional Ram Govinda and his team is. We have an interesting little accompanying book. It is actually bound in gold, as you can see. It's called Spark Your Inspiration and has verses, points, practices, and also questions in it. We will distribute this at the very end of the workshop. For now, I would like to again bring your attention to our wise teacher of change. Do you remember who he was? Yes. That is a symbol of for someone who understands I'm limited here. I have to move on. I have to get out of my shell, my ego shell at times, and move on. So that's the idea of this one. I think we should just sing for a moment so that everyone knows it starts. Means those who are still on the in the corridors, and then we can close the doors and start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurakarna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna. Once in Slovenia, I was giving a seminar and I asked my audience a question which I would also like you to think about. I asked them, who of you thinks they have reached the end of all their opportunities in life? Once again, who thinks the present life represents all what they can do in their lives, all the opportunities they have? And I think it's self-understood. No one raised their hands. We all know that there may be something which the Swiss psychologist called the unlived life. Life which has something in store for us which we don't yet live, the unlived life. So I said this, then I assume that you all want change. And everyone went, yes, 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 Maharaj, we want change. There were many new people. And then I smiled and said, okay, then let me ask you, who of you wants to change? And all of a sudden, about 80% of my audience was not so sure. And this may be a paradoxical situation. we want to change, but when we are asked to change, we are a little bit hesitant. And there is a reason which I wish you to contemplate as we go along. Isn't it that all of us know, like we discussed yesterday in our little, you know, person by person worship, there's something I'm called for, something which I don't know. In our group it was, someone said, I know I should get up earlier, but I'm not a morning person. Another said, I know I should, you know, present Krishna consciousness, but I lose my dhoti when I stand in front of anyone, of an audience, because I'm getting so nervous. So you must know that we human beings need to practice growth, and we all start at a zone which we could call the comfort zone. It's where we feel safe, where things are familiar with us. Okay, we get up, we get a little toast for breakfast, then we go to the university, we come back, and then we do our evening program, whatever it is, our evening activities. It's familiar for us. Even though it is not truly fulfilling, we at least know what to expect. That's where every one of us starts. If you want to grow, you need to outgrow this comfort zone, and you will first come into what is called the fear zone. And the fear zone means where you have a low self-confidence. I don't know if I can do this. It means a zone where you are affected by people's opinion. Like, for instance, if you would give a talk before people, when you are still in the fear zone, that is just now you have left the growth zone, the comfort zone. You will think, oh my God, what if they don't like me and they will not invite me again to open my mouth, and so on. This is where you have low self-confidence, it is natural, and you are affected by people's opinion. And mostly you make excuses where you avoid opportunities. As long as you are in the fear zone, I remember when I was asked to give my first lecture, I said, this is nothing for me. I don't know a nice German language. And anyways, I didn't go to school. I should not be asked to do this. I made excuses. Now, if you push through that fear zone, where you avoid all your opportunities, you reach a zone which is very important for you, which you need to fulfill with your own activities. It's the learning zone. In the learning zone, you deal with problems, you try to find solutions, you may even try new things you have never tried again. Never tried before, I wanted to say. And in order to do this, I must acquire new skills. Maybe I have to learn to type with 10 fingers in order to become a programmer on the computer. Maybe I need a new language if I want to study in France, and so on. You will acquire new skills. And finally, good, thank you, thank you. as you are in this learning zone, you will see that something beautifully starts to grow. It is maybe like the new shell for the lobster. Yes. You will come into the growth zone. In this zone, you will find your purpose. Why in the world you are here? You will be able to set new goals in your life and connect with what your Dharma is. This is a very nice model of growth. Do you understand it? Yes. You will have notes on this for you. Now, I would like to give you an example for this model. Many, many years ago, when some of you were not yet born, I think 20 years ago, I was in America. It was my first time, and I received a phone call from Belgium. The Radadesh community asked me that in Europe there was a great desire to hear something on spiritual life and developing emotions, spiritual emotions. And I remember I was in America and I thought for a long time about it. I studied a book at that time which was dear to my heart because I had read Joseph Campbell, a person who has studied the legends, the myths of the world. He also had studied the Bhagavatam. He was a university professor. And he developed a model for growth called the hero's journey. It is a model which I cannot explain here to you because we are not discussing this today. But I needed an example to make my audience understand what someone who takes the road of growth in a heroic way, because you need some courage to break out of the comfort zone and go through the fear zone, what it feels like and what feelings he has to develop. And I studied again the fourth canto to understand Dhruva Maharaj. You know, he was a pampered young prince living a life of absolute luxury. In those times, the life of a prince was, they were given the best food, the best entertainment, and so on and so forth. He could have been very satisfied. He had untold riches, but there was a thorn in his body, something in his life that pinched him, and wherever he went, he didn't have comfort. It was that he did not feel respected as the person he was. That's the Yuvaraj, the next. It's the crown prince, you would say in English. The one who's crowned to be the emperor after his father or the old emperor has either retired or died. Instead of Dhruva Maharaj, due to some political maneuvering, another person was chosen, although he was the firstborn son of the child. He felt so restless that I'm divested of my opportunities, that the garlands he received felt like burning strings of cotton on his chest. He could not enjoy the luxury and the attention he received. So after talking to his mother, who was a very spiritual personality, he became convinced that only Krishna could help him attain the lost empire and the lost throne. When he asked his mother, "Mother, where can I find Krishna to find an audience?" She said, "This is a very difficult question to ask. Maybe he thought that Krishna is, she thought Krishna is in the heart, but who will see him there?" So she said, "I can only tell you one thing. Those who have searched for him went alone in the jungle, stayed in the jungle, and there after sometimes 20 years or so, they came back to tell us about what they had seen. They were fully self-realized and God-realized." So our Dhruva Maharaj, let us scale this down again and go to the comfort zone. Note back. Yes, there we are. He was in the comfort zone. Now he heard his mother saying, the old ancient ones who found God went to the forest. So he needed to leave the comfort zone and go into what zone? The fear zone. It meant for him a jungle with wild animals, and he was small. He had maybe a small sword. You know, those of you who know sword fighting, if you can't just take any sword if you want to become a master, you have to find one that is appropriately in size to your size. From the hip down, you need to find a sword that is not too heavy for your muscles. A fighter with a sword that is too heavy will quickly tire, and that is an disadvantage. And you have to have a sword which has balance. In other words, you must be able to hold it on your finger, and then when it balances, then you can be very fast, because in a mortal fight, your speed is of absolute, it's more important than your strength. So it has to keep you in balance as you do your steps and your pirouettes. And anyways, you're not into sword fighting, most probably. So he needed to go in the jungle, but he knew, "I'm too small. My sword will not have the reach which I need to kill a tiger." So he went into the fear zone. There he met his mentor, the spiritual master of Dhruva. Please say his good name, you know. Narad Muni. And Narada Muni gave him a process whereby which he could meet the Lord. So he went into the learning zone where he applied the process. The process was around a mantra. The mantra, you know, I will chant it and I repeat it. I request you to repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Special forest, it's Madhuvan in Vrindavan. There you find a hill on which Dhruva, little Dhruva, did his pujas and chanted this mantra. Please again chant it. He took the clay and made a beautiful image of Lord Krishna from it by shaping the clay as a potter would do. He focused his mind on the deity. He gave him regular offerings and he continued to chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. As he continued to chant, something happened that we all wish will happen one day to us. The Lord manifested before him. One name of Krishna is Mantra Murti. Do you understand this much Sanskrit? Mantra, you understand? Murti means the form, no? The Lord takes on the form of a mantra. And Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, and what happened is all his spiritual senses that had been sleeping opened up. He could see the beautiful ornaments of the Lord. He heard the Lord's voice, his life force was there, and his power of speech woke up, and he spoke beautiful verses. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which I would love to chant with you. It is describing what Dhruva felt when he had this God realization. Dhruva uvacha yanta pravishya mama vacha mimam prasupta tam avishya mama vacham imam shashchiva yatya kila shakti dari svadamna anyang shahasta charana shravana tvadadin Prananamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam.
Prananamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam.
Let us study the English translation of this verse. Dhruva Maharaj said, my dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, my legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And he again said the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we can track his progress. He leaves the comfort zone and enters a fearful jungle. Was not Vrindavan where he started out with wild animals. You know, your American forests are civilized forests. They are no longer what they used to be. He entered the learning zone and then he came out in the growth zone, where he ultimately saw Krishna. My dear devotees, this model is there in sadhana. Lord Chaitanya used the example that our bhakti is like a creeper that needs to grow until it develops, until we see Krishna, and at that time you have the fruit of love. Now, I would like, almost really at the end of this, I would like to introduce to you today a model of spiritual growth that you can do on a daily basis in your gold embroidered booklet which you get, Spark Your Inspiration. You will also have a section where you can actually track your progress. You can see it. But I really want to say, before I start giving you a practice, that most probably some of the things I'm going to share with you have been heard by you from your parents, from lectures in the temple. But there is just one thing that you absolutely need to add to the practice in order to make it alive. It's almost, I will give you a car, but if you don't have a key that ignites the engine, yes, the car may be a good car, Ford, Strange Ranger, or what are they called? You know, but without the key that gets the spark to the motor, this will not work. This is why I would say so many of our devotees in the movement, they have an overload of information, but no one gave them the key to start this beautiful process. And therefore, even when they are older, they may have some embarrassing lacks in their spiritual realization. This key is called in Sanskrit Nirbandha. Nirbandha, bandha means bound in one way. It is, you would call it something like, for lack of a better word, I need to translate it from German, fierce determination. If that is too fearful, then it's not the right word. Unshakable determination, perhaps. And I would like to give you an example which is maybe good. I would love to call out a person from the audience, but he would become so ashamed that I just imagine here I would call upon an overweight member of my audience. I know every one of you is not obese, but America is known in the world as the country with the most obese people, and the good number of them. Hare Krishna. I need to say a few sharp words here to my host country. Now imagine someone, I know someone, if I would call him out, he would die and he would most probably assassinate me in the next corridor, but I won't call upon him. So imagine someone who is a little overweight, and wherever he turns up, people go like, wow, you have an impressive volume, do you? When you came here walking, I saw behind you the walkway developing cracks because of your made, and he goes like. So imagine this person has been body shamed again and again. Do you know this word, body shaming? Is that going on? It's something many young people are most afraid of, you know. Imagine he has been body shamed 1 million times plus one. And when he is shamed the 1 million times plus two the next time, he says, I will control this tongue, or I don't care any longer for my life. I will now lose weight. Too much is too much. From that moment onwards, when he develops this wild determination, or let us say fierce determination, or let me say unshakable determination, the person stops seeing food as food and starts seeing it as calories. My God, this pizza is too much. That has too much calories. When I even only look at it, I become 3 kgs more weighty, you know. And this vision gets so strong that it is not difficult for him to control his or her tongue, because he has developed a certain mindset that helps him to do the uncomfortable thing which is called healthy eating. It is uncomfortable. In America we say comfort food. Do we have this? What is comfort food? Pizza. What?
Macaroni.
This alone, or there must be something on tomato ketchup, no? Pommes frites with mayonnaise.
Grilled cheese.
What?
Grilled cheese.
Grow cheese. Real cheese. You know better what it is. No, and then good amounts of Coca-Cola on top. Very sweet, not this no zero nonsense, you know, this zero sugar nonsense, you know, and so on. Yes. This is comfort food. That is comfortable in eating. You have these zones everywhere, by the way. You know, when you leave the comfort food zone, oh my God, what will I eat? I will suffer like anything. I will be hungry from morning till evening to midnight to early morning. So fear, no? But because he has this nirbandha to eat healthy food, he is able to go through the initial, it's usually 40 days which it takes to build a new habit, new healthy habit, and he's going through it, no? So, my dear devotees, you need a nirbandha in your spiritual life. You need a nirbandha in Krishna consciousness. You must have this determination. Otherwise, you will always scratch the surface and you will always have a compromised spiritual practice, because you are not getting any higher taste, any spiritual taste. So I will now do something very different. Well, it's not so different. I will introduce what I call the five S's. You will see what that is. And in order to go through them, I request you to build teams of two. Again, I must say, some of you are not comfortable, but go out of your comfort zone, go into the fear zone by meeting an unknown person, and we will discuss something. So, Please first now search for your partner. So thank you very much. Did every one of you find their partner already? Hello? Everyone found their partner? Yes? Let me see. Harini, you found your partner?
Yeah,
it's good. I won't tell you which partner you should see. So, who else? I will go with Abhiram. He will not forget the session, I promise him. So, there are... No, Abhiram has a good excuse. He will have to write a poem. Or you're done, or you still need to do it?
I can carry on.
You do your. We have a poem amongst us, a local poem. With whom do I go? I'm very uncomfortable partner, so it's not in your interest. There is one brahmachari person, please come. So if I... Hare Krishna. No, it is in private, yeah. So wherever I have extracted, what is your name?
Brihad
Medanga Prabhu. There you form groups of three, no? Good. My dear devotees, there needs to be something to help us grow on our spiritual journey. A practice that both sparks your spiritual life, but perhaps more important, or equally important, that fans your spark, that maintains it. Without maintenance, a spiritual practice or spiritual inspiration will not last, because we live in an atmosphere of, there's an English word for it which I forgot, things deteriorate always. Muscles deteriorate if they are not practiced. You know, we always tend to go to low habits if we don't maintain high habits. You need to maintain what you got. So here is my first practice. It is Svadhyaya. You can see that. It means the study of the Shastra and its application on a regular basis in daily life. No? That... Prabhupada wrote us a letter in Germany. He said, if you don't, I have one complaint against you. You don't read my books. You think they are for distribution. But if you don't read the books, very soon there will be no more Haribol, Haribol. No more Haribol, Haribol. So I would like to ask you a question which you need to share with your neighbor. What have I studied from Shastra that I have actually applied, and how has it shaped my character and choices? I know it's something we have to think about. It's not so comfortable. It's not just say Hari Bol, but here you are asked to go a little bit deep. What have I studied from Shastra that I have actually applied, And how has this shaped my character and choices? Is it a good question?
Yes.
Do you understand the question?
Yes.
You read something and you go, wow, and let me try that. And then it does something. So please start with sharing with your partner. Perhaps you need to think for 2 seconds before you talk. You read information, you reflect it. Reflect means thinking about it. Then you apply it. Did you ever think that these books are for changing your life? Oh. I have a second practice for you. After the first S is Svadhyaya, regular study and application of the Shastra. The next one is Sadhana. Sadhana is spiritual practice that is daily, consistent, with attention, spiritual practice. I have now my question. Listen. If I truly applied myself to sadhana, where would my consciousness be in 5 years? How might my life look in 5 years? Think of one practice. If you seriously would apply yourself to this practice, where would you be in 5 years? Please start thinking first. These are things where you need to think, oh my God. And then you need to share. Start now with the thinking and the sharing. So Hare Krishna, we have now two S's. What was the first S? The second? Could you imagine what could be the third S? Sangha, someone said. Very good. Sangha. Sangha means association, but not just rubbing shoulders. It should be a nourishing company with devotees. Not that you're nourished. If you talk about mobile telephones and about grouchies, or what was them? You know what I mean. Comfort food. Sangha means nourishing. And I want to now ask you a difficult question. What could I do to be a better, more nourishing company for devotees? What could you do, my dear devotees? Not just take Sangha, but the other word is? To give Sangha. What could you do to be a better and more nourishing company for devotees? Please start now. Honey. We need two more. The fourth S. Seva. Why Seva? Because we are servants, you know. And I want you to think about an intriguing question. Now, when you share this about this question, I request you, with urgency in my voice, don't say something that you will not actually do. What comes out here and from your mouth, your partner should check on you if you do it. Already? Oh my God, what will this be? Seva, where can I serve today without needing to be seen, validated, or praised? Is the question clear?
Yes.
What can you do today without needing to be seen, validated, or praised? Please start now. And remember, whatever you say, I will check on a few, and then I will come by during the day and watch you from behind the pillar of the Hyatt hotel to see if you are a person with integrity. Question is clear? Please start now. Hare Krishna. So, last question. I know some of you are getting a little exhausted, but it's only one more question. And this will be the most intense question. Some will consider to never come again to a workshop of Satchidananda Swami. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fasten your seatbelts. The fifth is something very important. It is not often mentioned. It is sadachar. Sadachar is a behavior, a type of behavior where you live in alignment with your values. For instance, you can't be a spiritual person who goes to a yoga class and when you come home, your dog or the dog of the neighbor who's there, and he is, you have no time for them, and then you kick them, the poor dog, and he goes, ooh! This is not good sadachar. Or you can't be following a good sadachar if you're not respectful for devoted, towards the devotees, no? If you're not kind, if you're not compassionate, and so on. So, my question to you, my dear groups, is where am I compromising my values in my behavior? You have values? Where are you compromising your values in your behavior? I want to give you an example. I hear about non-violence, that this is very important. Have you heard this also?
Yes.
Do you think it's important?
Yes.
Do you know what happens when you drink milk? How the cow will have to die for you? And it's only one cow for your one drinking. And you drink a lot. For me, this was no longer acceptable. I could no longer stand before myself in the mirror, seeing that my behavior was hurting other living beings. I couldn't live with myself. Now, I'm not saying every one of you should turn into a vegan human being, because most probably you don't have that type of values, nor is it absolutely required. Yes, you can, if you offer the cow milk, then the cow has a lot of benefit from this, you know. In all this misery and pain, there is some value. One could take that position also. But for me, it was something I needed to work on. I tried many times, and finally, after trying 20 years, I was successful. And now I'm mostly good, except when I'm very exhausted and I take it happens perhaps twice a year when I do need some proteins which are there in that preparation in the milk. So, good. I wanted to give you an example. Whatever values you have, for instance, you may believe in the freedom of humanity, that everyone should be free to decide and not be coerced and forced in any ways. Or you may have other values. Where are you compromising your values in your behavior? Please start now. First you have to say what is your value, and then the compromise. We will go briefly, and then I will let you off the hook, and you can live a comfortable rest of the workshop practices. Yes. So if you make these five processes something that is alive, and you add the spice to it. Remember one the word in Sanskrit? The key that starts your car? Nirbandha. A firm determination. My dear devotees, magic will happen, or this spiritual energy will work in you. I'm a little bit later than I wanted, therefore I will not make this point in great detail. My dear devotees, please listen now carefully, because I won't talk long about it. All this practice needs to be given a time, otherwise you will never be able to do it. You are very busy in this time. Some of you study, and you have services to do that are demanding time. And have you noted the whole atmosphere seems to give us less time to what we do? If you don't find a proper time for these things, you will not be able to experience their magic. And if you don't protect this time with a strong determination, you will have a beautiful car with a key that you have thrown away in the ditch of Alachua, where the crocodiles are looming. Therefore, my suggestion is become a morning monk. What is this? A morning monk is someone who may not be a monk all the other times in his life, but he or she reserves in the morning before the hectic day is in taking effect, he or she reserves a time for these spiritual practices where they can read something, do their sadhana, and then from there you can go into sangha and seva and satacha. But the fierce determination to become spiritually to grow really, that is our thing, is this protected time. Morning monk, you can become a noon monk or an afternoon monk or an evening monk if you're not too tired in the evening. But let me say, if you don't practice this with some determination, you will not grow. You will not leave the comfort zone and enter the treasured growth zone where you will ultimately meet Krishna. About practice, there is one guiding principle. Your morning monk program, wonderful. I mean, Prabhupada looks so encouraging. you took deliberately Rasa Sindhu. You have taken an encouraging morning monk program slide. The whole thing of this presentation is what you practice now is what you become. What you practice, you become. If you continue doing your life and expecting miracles, it's like expecting a beautiful peacock to take birth from an ugly donkey. I've never seen that. You know, the donkey lady goes, oh, oh, and then, yoo-hoo, a peacock comes out, ooh, oh, oh, oh. It does work. If you have, you do need a spiritual practice to have spiritual good results in your life. Good, my dear everyone. I am finished. I hope it was inspiring. I hope you take this with you. Again, this little workbook is really a wonderful thing with nice poetry inside it. It's really nice. I can, and the questions are which I have asked you. They are to be found. What have I studied from Shastra that I have actually applied, and how has this shaped my character and choices? These are birth-giving questions. What they give birth to is a genuine spiritual experience. Let me see. If there are two questions, I will try to answer them very briefly. Here is one devotee. No. Then I see a second devotee there. We can only take two questions. So please say your question. Do we have a microphone or do you have a loud voice? I think
no,
you...
No second microphone. No.
Please ask your question loud.
Ayush Maharaj, thank you so much for your lecture.
What is your good name, please?
My name is Nanda Krishna.
Wow! Nanda Krishna, yes.
Yeah, so my question is, you stated that having determination is extremely important in order to do all the seva. However, like, for me specifically, and probably some other people, like, building this, like, determination might be a little bit difficult, as, like, we have a lot, there's, like, a lot of things in our mind that might be stopping us from actually embracing this determination. So what are some strategies or some techniques that we can employ so that we can build this determination in ourselves?
I will give you, have you understood the question? It's difficult to muster up this determination at times. Are there strategies that can help me to develop them? Yeah. There is a traditional answer and a very creative answer. Which do you want to hear first?
The creative one.
Creative one. So, we have written it down. Small steps, big priority. That is the answer which I want to give. Plan small steps which you do, but give it a big priority. Give yourself reasons why you do this. For instance, if I wish to get up earlier, then let me not get up earlier 3 hours than I'm used to get up. Let me get up 15 minutes earlier than I'm used to give up, or 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 2.5 minutes, or 1 minute and 23 seconds earlier. You know, small steps, but know why you do this. Give it a big priority. What do you think? Small steps, regularly done, and you will do this regularly if you have a big priority. My other answer, the traditional answer, is have good association under Kishore with people who you know are doing already what you wish to do. Prabhupada once said, if you, how do you become a good drunkard? You have association with other drunkards, and you take little more, little more, little more, little more, and then you are in drunkard heaven. It's, by the way, not a good place to stay. You know, that is miserable. That, so small steps, no, but by the good association, you are able to do these little more. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nanda Kishore. There was another, your good name, Prabhu?
Siddharth.
Oh, wonderful.
So in this process of growth, mentors are very important to facilitate it. So what are like the most important qualities to look for in a good mentor, and also within ourselves to be good mentees?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. By the way, I see some of you are having services and so on. I will end the session after answering Siddharth's question, and then there will be important announcements. And our poet in residence, who actually lives here in the Hyatt, will share his poetry with you. In this process, mentors are important. What qualities do we look for when we choose our mentor? Well, Rupa Goswami says, gives us a few things on which we can build. He says, the association that inspires you and moves you forward, the person should like you. He should be a little bit more advanced than you. And the third qualification was there, which I don't remember in this context at the moment. So I would say find a mentor where there is some liking. You know, if you cannot relate to that person, most probably you will not be able to follow their advices, especially when the going gets a little bit tough. No? So there should be a mutual liking there. And you should see that this person has a genuine interest in your progress. No? He should not do this only mechanically. And your case, a mentee should have the following questions. He should first of all have faith in that person, that this and in the process. It's very important of faith. Faith, let's replace this to a more modern term, trust. You know, he should be able to trust that person and then follow up on the person. Like that. That is very good. Should have trust in the person. That's the most important thing. And then the willingness to follow advices even when it's a little bit difficult, to at least try following. My dear devotees, my dear young people, it was a great honor for me to be with you. I thank you that you came and stayed so long, and overcame tiredness. But now we will draw to an end. We will not go up till 2 o'clock, but end here. I just want to ask, who should go first? Our local poet in residence. Abhiram Thakur will speak to you. Here is your microphone, Abhiram. One moment. Oops.
Can we please raise our left hand in the air and our right hand in the air, and in our way of expressing gratitude to His Holiness Satchidananda Swami, who's led us so beautifully these last 2 days, we're going to say 3 times Hari Bol. Three. No, I have to cue you. 3, 2, 1.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
followed by a massive round of applause. We'll end up staying here until 2 o'clock if we do this, so. Okay, you go get your grouchies later, yeah? Okay, so this is a summary poem. Again, it is not written with ChatGPT, I was writing it right now. And before I jump in, please don't leave straight away. We do have these special booklets that we wanna give you, so please do stay for that. Thank you, Ram Govindapur and the team. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry. Yesterday we began with learning Shreyas over Prayas, ultimately good over immediately good. Are we moment by moment really doing what we should? We are presented with shaping our life with so many choices, and sometimes pick sense gratification, ignoring advice from spiritual voices. From lobster shells to wisdom wells, get out of our old habits searching for Taco Bells. I like Taco Bell. Shed our old skin when things feel narrow and constricting, then we will feel our spiritual lives truly uplifting. We'll be in a vulnerable position and need to go deep, and there we will grow and find what we seek. We will either voluntarily change our life and go to the next stage, or be beaten by material life and be trapped in the cage. We all know that there may be the unlived life, and so that needs to change. But when we then we get hesitant and realize we are the people that have to go through that change. We all start at the comfort zone, a familiar place we like to call home. Then you want growth, so you enter the fear zone, where you have low self-confidence and worry about being alone, being judged, and having to navigate difficult things on your own. You get scared constantly, but look back at how much you've grown. So you push through to reach the important learning zone. You get new skills and opportunities, and things become known. And then we finally arrive at the growth zone, where you'll connect with your dharma and true potential will be shown. And like Dhruva Maharaj, we realize our spiritual journey is bigger than any so-called throne. Let us pray like him. My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you've enlivened all my sleeping senses wondrously and beautifully. My hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially in my power of speech, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you beyond all reach. We have been given this beautiful spiritual engine, better than that of a Mercedes, or as Marge says, a stranger rover. But we don't have the keys to the ignition and keep making the same mistakes over and over. If we go through, for example, if we go through an experience of getting body shamed, we develop a mindset to get out of the comfort food zone. One can pass struggles with the help of a nirbandha. We need a higher taste as opposed to trying to stop on our own. We need to stop chasing macaroni and grouchies, stick to a spiritual resolve without getting slouchy. Nothing rhymes with grouchies. I tried. We need a practice that sparks our spiritual life, but we also need a practice that fans that spark. Without spiritual inspiration, it becomes extremely difficult. So take notes. Here is the art. Swadhyaya, study, reflect, and apply. Sadhana, go deeper in your practice as the years go by. Sangha, keep nourishing association by your side. Seva, serve without the need to be seen by anyone's eye. Sadachara, choose values that you will never defy. Work on these five S's and keep your vision high. You'll see results and mercy come back to you in endless supply. So know that what you practice is what you become. Let the kirtans and these workshops be your guide. Take the time to discuss, absorb, and reflect, because everything that you are looking for lies inside. So we hope you make the most of the rest of this festival. Take these sessions into your heart as you keep dancing and spinning. If you truly make the right choices with the right intention, you'll find that your spiritual spark and journey is only just beginning. Thank you. So, I do want to give the caveat that my service and job is very easy because the content actually comes from Sachinanda Maharaj. I'm not having to try and think of what the content is. So, once again, Maharaj, I'd like to express my gratitude on behalf of everyone here. You've spent so many hours with us, with all of us young people and some even younger and maybe some not so young people who have joined us. But, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Didn't want to point anyone out, but so thank you so much, Maharaj. And I'm going to now hand it over to His Grace Ram Govinda Prabhu, who's going to have a few quick announcements. And please just don't go anywhere yet. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.